Well, you go.
Now, let's see what's down here. Food. Ugh, that experiment is so last decade. I thought this was the new sciences. What's this?
Hello. I see that my anomalous energy enhancer has caught your eye.
Well, I do like green glowing things.
I'm Dr. Blitzmeier. Here's my card.
Thank you. Yes, I'm Gregor. So what does it do?
Well, right now, it, glows green.
That's it?
It's a new technology. But I should add, this green glow does not come from electricity, nor flame, nor bioluminescence, nor any energy source hitherto known to man. It needs no fuel, and its light will persist indefinitely.
Mm-hmm.
I understand your skepticism. I'm the only one researching anomalous energy, and this is all I have to show for it.
Anomalous energy?
It's based on a theory of my invention. I have made the journey over the mountains to the lands beyond, where the great sorcerers still practice their craft. I observed their methods and noted that they seem to draw the power from an invisible, apparently infinite source. I theorized that there must be a vast field of energy that surrounds us all, but is only made detectable under very specific circumstances. I dedicated myself to recreating those circumstances scientifically. This humble device, good sir, is first stepped to reconciling science and magic.
Yes. Very interesting.
It will change the world. Infinite power made available to everyone. Oh, wait. What?
Well, it was nice talking to you, Doctor, but I...
No. No, this shouldn't be happening. That's never really happened before.
Hey, you!
I've really got to go, Doctor.
Malister races away from the guard and ducks into a tent.
Stop!
Okay. They've definitely seen me. We need to get out of here, Nimona. You know what would be really helpful? If you were anything other than a cat right now. What are you saying? You're stuck? How can you be stuck? What? And you can't talk? What's that about?
Ma, there's a crazy old hobo here talking to a cat.
I'm a scientist, and this is a super intelligent mutant cat.
What hobo? Where? Get out of here, you crazy hobo.
I'm going.
Ow!
Hold on. We're going to make a break for it.
Hey! Stop that man!
Blackheart runs for it. Nimona the cat leaps out of his arms, racing down the crowded food vendor's table.
Nimona, what are you doing? Leave the fruit stand alone. This is no time for knocking things over.
Whoa!
Never mind. Good plan. Wait, where are you going?
And if you carefully aim the laser just right so it doesn't become unstable...
Ah! Duck!
The laser swings crazily, shooting through the tent, destroying everything in its path.
You have got to be kidding me. Damn it, Nimona! 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 Hang on, I'm coming!
There he is! He's heading towards the cat! Blackheart!
Must get to her first. Come on, Ballister! All right, I've got you!
Blackheart races away from the science fair, cradling Nimona the cat in his arms. Blackheart stops running when he notices a change coming over Nimona.
Nimona, hey, you okay?
What the heck was that?
Shh! Can you get us out of here?
Yeah, damn straight I can. Hang on!
Breaking news. Chaos at the science fair. A fire broke out at the expo today, causing massive damage to cutting-edge technology. Ballister Blackheart is rumored to have been involved. He has been very busy lately.
As impressive as I find your troll arms, I'd like to note that that was our kitchen door.
Your point?
Will you calm down?
No!
Today didn't go as well as it should have, but it's okay now.
You don't get it. I have never lost my powers. I don't get stuck. It is not okay. What if I'm losing my powers?
Stop! You're not losing your powers.
You know that, huh?
As far as I can tell, this is just a bizarre side effect of Blitzmeyer's device. Which actually kind of lends credence to her crackpot theory. It's got to take a lot of energy for you to shift from one form to another. The device didn't affect your actual abilities, it just interfered with your access to that energy.
I don't even know what you're talking about. Science is stupid!
Now there's no need to say hurtful things.
What if the institution finds out about this machine, huh?
They're not going to find out. You're not alone anymore, you know. I can help you. I won't let them get to you.
I don't need your help, okay? I have never needed anyone's help.
Nimona lifts a massive piece of the floor over her head.
Do you know how many people have said they wanted to help me?
Nimona, stop it! Nimona, it's okay.
Sorry about your kitchen. Guess you'll take it out of my paycheck too, huh?
Chapter 9.
In today's news, 6 new patients were admitted to His Majesty's hospital yesterday with reports of unpleasant and mysterious symptoms, bringing the total number of cases to 23. A link has been suggested between the illness and the institution's supposed experimentation with the deadly substance, Jade Root. The King gave a press conference today on the subject of the epidemic, but failed to address the rumors.
Citizens are advised to avoid contact with infected parties and examine all food for peculiar qualities before consuming it. See that all infected parties are brought in for medical attention immediately. And please remember to remain calm.
So that's good, huh?
Yes.
Everything's going according to plan?
I suppose it is. You changed your hair.
Yep.
Hmm.
You don't like it?
No, it's not that. It's just, I thought pink was your color.
I like purple, too. Was there something you wanted?
No, I wanted to make sure you were okay.
Sure. Why wouldn't I be?
Nimona, I know something happened to you. Something you're not telling me. You don't have to tell me if you don't want to. I trust you, you know. And you can trust me. You know that, right?
Boss, it's fine, okay? Just let it go.
Are you hungry? I thought maybe we could order a pizza.
Sure.
Okay. Any particular toppings you want?
Nah, you pick.
Sardines it is, then.
Don't you dare put sardines on that pizza.
The director and Sir Goldenloin confer in the offices of the institution.
Blackheart is beyond the point of being controlled. I want him out of the picture.
I'm telling you, he can still be useful to us.
That isn't your call.
You're already asking me to kill a young girl. If the public finds out you're sending me out on assassinations...
The public's opinion is not our priority now.
If Blackheart dies, he'll be a hero for the commoners. Arrest him and pin the poisonings on him.
Really, Goldenloin? Do you fancy yourself sly? Your motivations are quite transparent. I know what the nature of your relationship was. I made it clear at the time that I disapproved.
If your fixation on him has impeded your ability to do your job, then he truly has outlived his usefulness. He'll find you a new nemesis. Perhaps you will be more competent without Blackheart as a distraction.
I won't kill him. If you demand that I kill the girl, I'll do it. But I won't kill him.
Very well. Guarantee the termination of the sidekick, take Blackheart into custody, and he will live. Do we have an accord?
Yes, Director.
Good. Come this way. I have something for you. You're clearly outmatched the way things are now, so let's even the field.
I don't get it. I already have armor.
Ugh, just put it on. This has shock-absorbent plating, robotically enhanced performance, electrical stun units in the gauntlets. Do not point that at me. This suit of armor should be quite sufficient to subdue a half-mechanical man and a little girl. You'll select a team to go with you. They'll be similarly outfitted. I don't want any mistakes this time.
Should I lead the attack on his fortress?
It would be unwise to stage the conflict on his own turf. We need to draw him out. Engage him on our terms.
A trap? Ballister won't fall for it. He's too paranoid.
Perhaps. It would not surprise me if he had become a little overly confident these days, however.
Come one, come all, to the Royal Tournament! Jousting! Melee! Archery! Featuring the Kingdom's champion, Sir Ambrosius Goldenline!
Do they really think this will appease people?
I don't know. I think we could all use a little fun.
This is just asking for trouble, if you ask me.
In the crowd is Nimona, shape-shifted into the form of a teenage boy. She speaks into a hidden walkie-talkie.
Boss, we have a problem.
What is it?
Goldenloin's not here.
He's got to be. He's on the poster.
Well, he's not on the program.
Keep an eye out. Where are you?
At the funnel cake stall.
Did you make the swap?
Operation Bellyache is a go.
Ah, where's the powdered sugar got to? Wait here, I'll get some more. I can't imagine where it went.
We're not calling it that.
Ah, I found it.
Seriously, boss, you're no fun.
Here you go, sir. Enjoy.
Just make sure you're in position at the joust.
On one side, knight-errant Sir Coriander Cadaverish. And on the other, representing the institution, Sir Mansley Girthrod!
In a secret observation outpost, the Director and her minions watch the tournament on TV monitors.
Any sign of Blackheart yet?
None yet, Director.
He'll show. I'm sure of it. What's going on over there?
Ma'am?
Unbelievable.
He's got the disease! The food here is bad!
We've all been poisoned!
All right, everyone clear out, you hear me?
Oh yeah, and are you gonna tell that to the nobles too?
Move along, sir.
Now, everyone stay calm.
A riot breaks out.
Director!
Get the nobles out of there. Blackheart is definitely here. Find him.
But the crowds...
They're peasants. Take care of it. Deploy Sir Goldenloin's new secondary unit.
Yes, Director.
Everyone move! You! Get that man away from the nobles now!
Ah! What did you do to him? Someone get a physician! He's not moving!
All right, everyone, stand down!
I'm authorized to use this energy spear on any of you.
Now's a good time, boss.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Now everyone clear out.
Change the comm frequency, you idiot.
It's too late, Director. He's hacked the entire communication system.
Why would he... The speakers!
People of the kingdom! My name is Ballister Blackheart. But I'm sure you know that already.
Get him off air now!
I'm doing my best, Director.
You may think of me as your enemy, but I have only ever fought against the institution, not you. Your true enemies are the ones who have beaten you down and kept you in compliance through fear. They took your children and raised them as soldiers. They mongered war at the expense of their people. They locked us into a system where they hold all the power. In return, they offered you safety, but they've broken that promise. In their quest for war, they've endangered the very people they swore to protect. They took away your power. It's time to take it back.
Oh, it stopped.
I'll take that energy spear, thank you.
Would you mind giving me back?
Nice speech, boss.
Be careful out there, Nimona.
In the observation outpost...
I've traced the signal of Blackheart's transmission. It's coming from the communications terminal back at headquarters, attempting to access security cameras. Security cameras have been disabled. Guards on duty not responding.
He's definitely there. Do you hear that, Golden Loin?
Copy that, Director.
Get in there and take him down. As to the rest of you, get this crowd under control by any means necessary.
In the institution headquarters.
Nimona, how's it going out there?
All going according to plan. How about on your end?
I'm almost done downloading.
That's enough, Blackheart! Turn around!
Slowly.
Boss? Are you okay? What's going on?
Well, I found Golden Loin and his friends.
Boss! Crap.
Look at you, Golden Loin. Somebody got an armor upgrade.
Quiet, villain! This is the end of the line for you, Blackheart. Not so clever after all, are you? You thought you were setting a trap for us, but all along it was a trap for you.
Oh, well. You got me. Good job.
We did get you.
You did? You've done very well.
Is this another trap?
I just want you to feel proud of yourself.
Just walk!
Ah, it's been a while since I've walked these halls. Hasn't changed at all.
Keep walking!
There's no need to be so uptight. I'm cooperating.
Yes, well, I don't like it.
Would you rather I didn't cooperate?
I want you to stop being so smug.
Should I shake my fist and growl about how I'll come back stronger than ever?
Forget it.
Now, this room I don't remember. What is this place? This isn't my jail cell, is it? It's awfully spacious. Are we waiting for something to happen?
Yes, as a matter of fact. We're waiting for someone else.
Someone else?
I'm here. What's going on?
I honestly have no idea.
Warning. Full lockdown in progress.
It's another trap! A double trap! Those walls are reinforced steel. Not even you could break through them, little girl.
Yeah, you want to bet?
Step aside, Blackheart. It's the sidekick we want. Give her up and you needn't be harmed.
A double trap? Clever. I'll give you that one. However, it seems to me you're stuck in this trap right along with us.
Ah, but we've come prepared.
Bring it on!
Nimona turns into a Triceratops.
Mount up, boss!
Charge!
Fire!
Boss!
okay!
Not so untouchable without your sidekick, Blackheart.
I got you, boss. Here, take the gun. You're gonna need more than a sword in this fight.
Ooh, not bad. Shame it takes so long to charge up.
Fire!
Look out!
I can't see a thing through this smoke. Where did they go? I can't believe they don't have a ventilation system in here. Does anyone see them?
Fight me, Ballister!
With pleasure! How's this trap of yours going? You can't get the upper hand, even with all your fancy gadgets!
I'm sorry, Ballister. What were you saying?
My shoulder cannon!
More like a pea shooter!
Aim for the dragon's wings and underside! We need to ground her!
Nimona, be careful!
As Nimona shifts into a wolf, a trooper cracks an energy whip.
Nimona!
I got her!
As Blackheart takes out one of the guards, Nimona shapeshifts into a huge monster with huge teeth.
Nimona, you're free! Get out of there!
A trooper armed with two energy blades slices into the monster's leg.
Look out! She's too exposed!
The trooper swings the sword, cutting off the monster's head.
No! Nimona! Nimona!
Golden Loin to Director, it's done.
All of it?
Yes. She was... the shapeshifter was decapitated. Ballister is captured. It's as you asked.
Excellent.
Lockdown complete. Please stand by.
Sorry, Ballister. All right, get him out of here.
Sir, the body... it's smoking!
What?
Oh, God.
From the smoking stump, a new head begins to form. The entire body begins to grow and pulse until it coalesces into a dragon made of smoke and fire.
Fall back!
Ballister!
Let her have him!
The dragon carefully picks up Blackheart's unconscious body in her talons.
Concentrate your fire! Hit her with everything we've got!
No! No, wait! Shields! Shields!
The dragon unleashes the blistering furies of hell upon Sir Goldenloin and his troopers.
We have a survivor!
Sir Goldenloin, can you move?
We need a stretcher here!
Don't try to move.
Ballister, where...
Easy there. Yeah, they've gone, mate. They're long gone.
It's just me. We're back in your place. Don't conk out on me again, okay?
Will you stop breaking all my doors? Let go. I can stand.
Jeez, fine. There you go. Knock yourself out. Whoa! I gotcha. I didn't mean actually knock yourself out.
Oh, my head... What happened? I don't... How did we...
Don't worry about it.
No, no. They killed you. You were dead.
Obviously not.
I saw it happen.
Relax. It was a trick to get them to lift the lockdown.
A trick?
But how'd...
I said don't worry about it.
Golden Loin, is he... Did you...
What was I supposed to do? He was trying to kill us.
Nimona, is he dead?
I don't know. I'll go find out.
You can't go back out there! It's too dangerous! Nimona.
Sir Golden Loin recuperates in the Royal Hospital.
We did everything we could, Director. We didn't have a chance. She's far more powerful than we thought. She can't be killed. We assume she was a girl disguised as a monster, but she's not. She's a monster disguised as a girl.
I am not interested in excuses. I saw the footage.
You didn't see what I saw. You didn't see her face. I don't even think Ballister's the one calling the shots anymore. I think she's controlling him somehow.
Whatever the case may be, it is no longer your concern. You're being replaced.
What are you going to do? You can't fight her!
Fighting her is no longer the plan.
Chapter 10. Nimona wanders Blackheart's castle.
Boss! Oh, there you are. You know, I'm all for the villain thing, but sitting in a dark office brooding, not really your style.
Where have you been?
Jeez, will you chill out? I told you I was going out to scout around. What is your problem lately? You've been seriously acting weird all week. It's looking pretty bleak out there. You were right. They're definitely censoring the news channels. They've got the rioters from the tournament locked up. Couldn't find out where. Nobody knows. And here's the kicker. Two of the people infected with your virus have died.
What? That's impossible. I engineered it to be non-lethal.
Well, maybe it's some other mysterious illness then. But the point is, they're dead.
This has gone on long enough. We have to get the cure to them.
Are you kidding? This is great for us. Panic is at an all-time high. Everyone hates the institution right now. There won't be a better time to strike. They're disorganized. Their star player is in disgrace. We should attack now and take power from them once and for all. Then you can cure the sick people. They'll think you're awesome.
No one else is going to die. I'm no more fit to rule than the institution is. I'm a liar and a murderer, and I'm done with this.
What do you mean, done? So what, you just give up? Nothing's changed, boss. The institution still sucks, and you'll still make a better king.
No, you're wrong. It has changed. It changed when you showed up. We need to talk about what happened during the battle.
Oh, is that what this is about? What's there to say anyway?
I saw what happened. They cut your head off, Nimona.
Yeah? So? I told you I heal fast.
That's not healing. You were dead. And anyway, what about the arrow? Why did you let me think you were injured if you could have healed yourself right away?
What was I supposed to do? You'd already seen the arrow.
So you lied.
What? No!
How does it work? You never did tell me. An incompetent old witch at the bottom of a hole? That can't be the full story.
What witch? What are you talking about?
What do you mean, what witch? Your witch. The one who... You made it up. Oh, I really should have seen this coming.
What?
What was that you were saying about not lying?
I'm not. What did I say?
You forgot your own backstory, Nimona. It wasn't true. I took it for granted that this was your natural form, but it's not, is it? You wanted me to think you're less powerful than you are. Why?
Maybe I just didn't want to freak you out, like you're freaking out right now.
What are you trying to hide? Who are you really? What are you really?
Look, why don't you just get off my case?
Get off your case? How am I supposed to trust you now?
I don't know. Maybe because I'm your only friend? Because I just saved your butt from the institution's goons?
Because I haven't done anything but try to help you this whole time?
Yeah. There's a joke.
No, wait. I didn't...
Whatever. Like, I even need this.
Where are you going?
I'm leaving. That's what you want, isn't it?
Are you coming back?
Don't wait up.
Nimona, wait! Nimona! Computer, check formula.
Formula is confirmed.
All right. This should do it. Activate centrifuge.
Activated. Estimated time for completion? 2 hours.
Hey, this is Nimona, evil sidekick. Leave a message.
It's Ballister. I just wanted to make sure you're okay. Look, I'm sorry about yesterday. I'll be heading to the hospital later tonight. Maybe I'll see you there. Call me when you can. Where's that?
Yes? Hello? Who is it?
Hello, Dr. Blitzmeyer. We met at the science fair. You gave me your card.
Oh, Gregor, was it?
Actually, my name is Ballister Blackheart.
Is it? That's nice.
You don't recognize my name? I've been on the news a lot lately.
Ah, I don't watch the news. A waste of time. Is there something I can help you with?
Yes, I just wanted to know. You said you've journeyed to the lands beyond the mountains, to the places where magic still thrives. You must have come across many strange creatures in your travels. Have you encountered many shapeshifters?
Oh, yes. Some. What kind? Werewolf? Selkie?
Not exactly. A being who can take the form of any living creature in a matter of seconds. Who can be a dragon one moment and a cat the next? That can even grow back limbs if they're cut off. Even its head. You know, hypothetically speaking.
Well, I imagine that such a beast would be impossible to detect or track. It's very rare that the powers of skinwalkers and those of doppelgangers overlap at all. And that's without even touching on the regeneration. Although, that... does sound something like the beast Glorith slew, doesn't it? You do know the legend of Glorith, yes?
Of course. I was a knight. She slew a dragon, though, didn't she?
That's a mistranslation. The original text refers to only a scaled beast or a great serpent. Accounts from local villagers refer to its ability to change its shape and size, and claimed that it could walk among them in various human and animal forms. They'd say it couldn't be harmed with sword or arrow. There's even a theory among certain circles that the beast killed Glorith and took her place.
And by certain circles you mean message boards, conspiracy theorists?
Well, yes, naturally.
But if there really were a species of creature like that, wouldn't we know? A power that great surely would have attracted some attention.
With the abilities you described, it must be very good at hiding. Observers would likely conflate it with less powerful, better-known shapeshifter species. Although, if it were making itself known, there must be a reason. Something must have changed. Something making it more difficult to maintain a disguise for any long period of time, perhaps. That, or it's a new species instead of an old one. A new evolution, or mutation, or even something...
lab modified.
It's possible. Yes. Are we still being hypothetical?
Later that night, Blackheart sneaks around the hospital.
Access to quarantine is restricted to level 5 employees only. Please enter passcode.
Inside are rows of sleeping patients. He uses a syringe to inject a serum into a patient's arm.
What? Huh?
Shh.
This is the cure. You'll feel better soon.
Soon the entire quarantine ward is awake, and Ballister is injecting every patient with the cure.
Ballister Blackheart, you are surrounded. Come out with your hands up.
But he cured us.
It's all right now. I'm coming out as you requested.
Quickly now, to the cells, before he comes to.
You awake?
Golden Loin. They really couldn't find anyone else to guard me? Why are you on guard duty anyway? Seems below your rank. Sore spot?
Where's your sidekick, Ballister?
This again. She's gone. Are you happy?
Gone where?
I don't know. She left. She's not coming back.
Well, that's a relief.
It looks like you got what you wanted after all.
I'm glad she's gone. You're better off. She was vicious. She was cruel. She was evil.
So am I.
We both know that's not true. How did we end up like this?
You blew up my arm, for one.
You really do have to bring that up every time, don't you?
Yes.
I just meant there was a time before. Things were simpler. We were together. It was good.
It was never that good. You always remember things as better than they were.
And you always remember them worse.
Oh, do I? You betrayed me! You shot me!
I never wanted to hurt you. I didn't. It was...
Don't you dare try to tell me again that it was an accident.
It wasn't. The night before the joust, the director called me to her office.
You have promised, Sir Golden Loin. You are my choice to be the institution's champion. But you have to prove yourself against Blackheart in the joust. Prove yourself, or you won't have my backing.
I wanted it more than anything. You never wanted it as much as me. You were just better, without hardly seeming to try. Then, on the day of the joust, this isn't my lance.
Director says it is your lance.
No, it's not. It's weaponized. What does she expect me to do with a weaponized lance?
She expects you to win.
I had no intention of actually using it. I was a good rider, you remember. I knew I could win. But the new lance was too heavy. It threw me off balance. I don't even remember, but I must have... I'm sorry, Ballister. I'm so sorry.
You've never said it before.
What?
You never said you were sorry.
I didn't. Oh, God.
But don't get me wrong. It's not like I would have forgiven you. Still, it's relief, I suppose.
Ballister.
Red alert. Requesting additional personnel to Section B3. Required security clearance 7.
What's going on?
Golden Loin to communications. What's the cause of the alarm? Do you need me to report?
Negative. The situation is under control. Stay where you are.
But what's... no one tells me anything. This armor is atrocious. I hate it. They took away my upgraded suit and didn't even give me back my old one. Instead, they gave me this. Do you remember how they used to make us wear that old training armor and they never cleaned it? This smells like that.
I don't want to talk to you, Ambrosius.
I remember it smelled so bad that it made you throw up in the helm.
I didn't do that.
Yes, you did.
No, that was... what's his name? Garamond.
Garamond. I forgot about him. He was awful.
Why did you think that was me?
Could have sworn that it was you who did that. I wish we could just go back. I wish things could be how they were.
We can't. It will never be the same again. You chose to play along all those years ago. That doesn't just go away.
Come on. Director sent for Blackheart. Secure the prisoner.
Taking orders still, Ambrosius?
Be quiet. Arms behind you. Prisoner secured.
All right, move out.
Where are we?
I don't know. I've never been here before.
Will you stop fraternizing with the enemy?
Care to show me some respect?
Why should I? I outrank you now.
Will you two pipe down? Now is not the time.
Wow! Is that a Horde Master 3000 security system?
No, it's the 3000.9.
I said pipe down. Clearance code 0496. We have Blackheart.
Come on, let's go.
What is this place? What is that noise?
Shut up.
Welcome, Lord Blackheart.
Why did you bring me here? What is all this?
I thought you'd be impressed. We've built up quite a collection over the years. We're on the cutting edge of weapons development.
Weapons? For what purpose? The kingdom's not at war.
Surely a tactical mind such as your own can appreciate the value of a deterrent. A dangerous nation is a powerful nation.
Then the Jade Root. That was just scratching the surface.
We've experimented with many occult substances.
And you're doing all this within city limits, below the people's very feet. You're toying with forces you don't understand. You're putting everyone in danger. These are ancient evils, not batteries for your vanity projects. Why are you showing me this? Aren't you worried?
That you'll expose our secrets? Not particularly. I don't expect you'll be leaving anytime soon.
What is that? No.
A green energy sphere imprisons Nimona. She's in the shape of a rhinoceros, bashing the sphere walls.
You'll never keep her trapped in there.
Please, Lord Blackheart, give me some credit.
Nimona!
We expected her to make a rescue attempt, especially with us broadcasting the news of your impending execution. We were ready for her this time. It won't do you any good, you know. That tech was made to contain Jade Root, the most destructive substance known to man. It's made of a self-repairing alloy. It will hold no matter what you do. Here we go again. Let's teach her a lesson, shall we?
Ah! No! Stop it!
Ah! Oh, clever trick. Absorbing the electricity as an electric eel and then turn it against the glass as a... Do we even know what that is? Never mind. Record everything. Rudy, what's the read on her energy levels?
You have to stop this! You can't do this!
Energy readings are off the charts. I've never seen anything like it. It's incredible. Every time she changes form, every single cell in her body is destroyed and new ones are generated in their place. She's not molding herself into new forms. It's like every time her whole body dies and a new one grows in its place.
Amazing. Imagine the uses we could find for that.
Are you crazy, Director, or just stupid? It's not going to hold her forever. What do you think will happen when she gets out?
She's not going to get out. Now, let's test something. Guard, shock him.
Ah!
There. You see? You can take our shocks indefinitely, can't you? But I doubt he can. A few more of those and he'll be dead. So I suggest you behave.
Nimona, it's okay.
I'm glad you've decided to be reasonable. We're going to take some blood. Stay still, or he'll get another shock.
Director, this is barbaric. This is not how we treat prisoners.
Sample acquired, Director.
Good. Begin analyzing it.
Scanning sample.
Your susceptibility has always made you useful, Golden Loin, but I have no patience for it now. You would take the side of a terrorist and the dangerous weapon he harbors because you see them as worthy of sympathy? I, too, made an oath to protect the kingdom, no matter the cost.
I'm not a weapon!
Have you decided to talk to me? I want to know who made you and why. No? Shall we give him another shock?
No one made me. I was always like this.
I know an abomination when I see one.
Scan result. Blood sample. Human. Type AB positive.
That can't be right. There should be some irregularities. Rudy, run it again.
Ha! What are you, a goblin?
That's none of your business. Shock him again.
No! Don't you touch him again.
Guards, please remove Golden Loin from this room. I will deal with him later.
Traitor!
Get your hands off me!
You really don't know anything, do you? I mean, you just didn't do your research at all. If you had, you'd know that this has all happened before. And you'd know what happened to the others who thought they could break me.
Others? What others?
The breaking's not the hard part, though. Humans are so easy to break.
Mona,
what are you?
This is what you wanted, isn't it? You went looking for a monster. Well, here I am.
Director, I'm getting some major energy readings from the sample.
The sample? It exploded! It's growing?
What the hell is going on in there?
Warning, extreme activity detected. Overload imminent.
How is she doing this?
She's controlling the cell samples, Director.
Nimona collapses within the sphere as smoke begins to gather and take a familiar shape around the extracted blood sample.
No, no, not again!
Evacuate, now!
Nimona!
With the sphere broken, the dragon of smoke and fire turns her attention to her captors.
Nimona! No!
Ballister, you can't stay here!
Nimona!
Come on! We've got to get to cover! Before!
Where's the director?
We're safe. She and Rudy are over by the exit. Hold still! I need to get these cuffs off you!
And the others?
All personnel in the lower lab have been incinerated. I want all lower levels in complete lockdown, now! Send down Elevator C for me immediately.
But Sir Goldenloin and Lord Blackheart...
Lockdown initiated for levels B1 to B3. Personnel have 4 minutes to evacuate.
Leave them.
Goldenloin and Blackheart watch as the monster bears down on them, flames engulfing everything around them.
We've got to make a run for it. The exit will close in.
3 minutes until lockdown.
Run!
No! Wait! Nimona!
You can't help her! You can barely stand! Now put your arm over my shoulder! Keep running!
Warning. Lockdown breached. Immediate evacuation recommended.
We have to get back down there. Nimona is the only one that can stop it!
No! We have to get outside! Run!
Blackheart and Golden Loin watch as the dragon-like monster flies away, heading towards the city.
This is really bad.
What do you think you're doing? You can't fight her, Ambrosius.
What am I supposed to do? She's going to kill a lot of people if we don't stop her.
We have to get back down to the lab. Nimona is still in there.
No, Nimona is out there, about to destroy the kingdom.
Part of her is, but part of her never left the cage. If I can get her out, I can talk to her, calm her down.
She just demolished the science facilities. Ballister, she almost killed you. She was about to burn you to a crisp. What makes you think she'll listen to you now? She's never been exactly stable, and now she's really angry.
Oh, and what reason would she have for being angry, I wonder? She's not herself. The dragon, it grew from a few cells. It's a mindless beast born of pure rage. But the rest of her is still there. I saw her. That's the part I can talk to. She's alone down there. She'll think I abandoned her.
Really? After everything we saw in there, you still think she's just a scared little girl? Ugh! We're wasting time. Look at the fires burning down there in the city. Innocent people are dying, Ballister. They need our help, not some immortal monster.
Ambrosius, she will kill you. There is no scenario where you win.
I never did anything good my whole life. Maybe I can't defeat her, but I have to try.
Stop! Wait. There may be some device that can shut down her powers for a while.
Why didn't you say so to start with? That's exactly what we need.
We'll lock her in one form and get her contained until I can get the other one from the lab.
Ballister? No. We've got to kill her. It would be our only chance. With her powers turned off, she can't regenerate.
I'm not going to help you kill her.
I'm sorry, but something like this was always going to happen. She was just a time bomb waiting to go off. Even if it all goes the way you want, you put her back together, calm her down. What happens then? You take her home? Pretend nothing happened?
Yes.
Ballister, she will do this again. You can't prioritize her life over theirs. She's a killer, Ballister. She's always been a killer. Whether or not you decide to help me, I've got to do something.
No, I can still save her. I can save them all. I need to find the device first. Do not confront her until I do. She will kill you. You want to be a hero? Concentrate on getting the people in the city to safety. Do you know where they put your fancy armor?
Yes.
You might want to get it.
The kingdom is in a state of emergency. The city is under attack by a murderous beast. Eyewitness reports describe a colossal dragon-like monster with fiery breath, its form and size constantly in flux. Multiple buildings downtown have gone up in flames, most of them institution establishments. Sir Goldenloin, assisting with evacuation, has advised viewers to be as far from the heart of the city as possible. This just in. The beast has attacked the palace. It's burning. The king is dead.
Chapter 11.
Come on. Come on.
Yes, hello? Who's there?
Dr. Blitzmeier. It's me, Ballister.
Who?
You know, Gregor.
Surprise! Come on up.
I hope you don't mind. It's urgent.
Of course not. I was just about to make some tea. Do you want some?
Doctor, have you looked out the window recently?
Oh, the fire? I was wondering about that. I've got Earl Grey or Oolong. Take your pick.
There's not time for that, Doctor. You need to get out of here. It's not safe.
There's always time for a cup of tea.
I don't think in this case that there is. I need your help, Doctor. There's a creature out there, and it's going to kill a lot of people if I don't stop it.
A creature? What kind of creature?
Do you recall the last conversation we had?
About the legend of Glorit? Yes, of course. Why do you... Oh. Shapeshifter. What I wouldn't give to see Glorious Beast up close in the flesh! Let me get my coat.
Doctor, you can't. It's too dangerous.
Don't try and tell me about dangerous, Sonny. I know dangerous.
Doctor!
Come on! No time to waste! Have you seen my field notebook? About yay big, brown leather? May try to bite you.
No, you don't understand. She's not just a creature. She's my friend. Someone I love is going to try and kill her. And she's going to kill him. And I'm the only one who might be able to stop them from killing each other.
Oh, how can I help you?
Your anomalous energy enhancer. I need to borrow it.
You need to borrow my life's work?
Yes.
My only prototype.
It's very important. I have reason to believe that it may hamper her abilities. It may be the only thing that can stop her.
Okay. But you better not break it.
Meanwhile, the director waits in the institution.
Two of our science facilities have been completely destroyed. It's hit every one of our communication stations, along with the training center and the barracks. It's looking for you, Director.
I think it found me.
We need to get you out of the city.
I'm not running. I've had about enough of that wretched beast.
SS-250, online.
Director, that device is untested.
Consider this a field test. Now, let's see how she likes the taste of jade root shot from this. Come on, then. Have at it. Let's see you grow back from this. Gah! Projectile spines? Are you recording this? The beast is far too intelligent for my liking. She's targeting me and the SS-250.
Please, Director, get out of there.
You want another one, do you?
The monster's tendrils shower the director.
Director? Director, please, respond!
I lost the SS-250. But I still have my personal gun.
Director, if you fall back toward the main gate, sensors are showing Sir Goldenloin there.
All right, beast. Where'd you go?
Goldenloin stands outside the gates of the institution, watching it burn. Blackheart runs up, gripping the anomalous energy enhancer.
Ambrosius! Here!
That's it?
Yes. Hide it somewhere close by before she knows you're here.
Are you sure this will work?
No.
Just as well I found my armor, I suppose. You're still going back to the lab?
I have to. I can't leave her.
Ballister, wait. If I don't make it out, I need to tell you...
We can't do this now. Just promise me you won't get yourself killed.
Where are you?
According to the energy readings, it should be... Director, it's right behind you!
The monster incinerates the director.
Halt, you foul beast!
Oh, it's you, Goldenloin. I was hoping you'd show up.
Oh, you talk. Can't hear yourself, can you, beastie? I bet you're wondering why that is. Let's see how well you fare now.
Many years ago, a jailer leads a young knight through a dungeon.
Half the village saw it happen, sir. Some even say they saw her breathe fire. The villagers think she's possessed. Her parents have a different story. They claim that at birth their daughter was feeble and sick, not expected to live long. until, after one particularly dire illness, she quickly recovered and grew into a healthy, robust girl.